Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan will be back tomorrow, and Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Mike, do you realize my mic was on when I went on air that
time? Yeah, it's just, you know, it really just took the wind out of my sails, man. It really did. I'm trying not to be too upset about it, but then you just brought it back up. Now I got all just up in my feelings
again.
My bad. It was one of those things where I was just like, I'm going to come in just a ball of fire right here.
Yeah.
You know, just something new, start to show off right. It's a beautiful Tuesday. And then nobody heard me. And you went into panic. And then Dylan was like, my bad. So I'm going to not feel sorry for myself for the rest of the show. But if I wanted to, I'm just going to reserve that space.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to bring it up again.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to bring it up again.
As you shouldn't. Mm. Quick heads up, Friday morning, you can join us the morning shift for a special broadcast at Publix at Buckhead Landing in Atlanta. Come down, join the crew while you pick up your tailgating supplies for this weekend's football action. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. That's Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. at Publix Landing, at Buckhead Landing in Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are about to get into the Falcons and what we're hoping they've been working on with the extra time they've had over the bye week. Because I think you two, I walked in on a conversation this morning. You two saw some things last night.
It was so beautiful.
That you're hoping.
Watching those two coordinators and play callers, whatever, go at it. It's beautiful.
Okay, we'll get into that in a second. But hey, Hawks preseason has kicked off. Now, maybe it didn't start exactly how we wanted. They did lose to the Rockets last night in Houston, 122-113. But, hey, we got to see Kristaps Porzingis join Trae Young, Dyson Daniels, Zachary Richey, Jalen Johnson, all to start. What were your takeaways from the game last night?
I got to see everything I wanted to see. We literally everybody played. Everybody was dressed up and got some minutes. And we got to see the starting lineup. I know most people wonder what the starting lineup would be. It was what I expected. You have Trae at the one, Dyson at the two, Zachary at the three, Jalen at the four, and Porzingis at the five. And they all did what you would expect them to do. Obviously, Porzingis, I think everybody's still getting their sea legs under him for sure and getting into game shape. Porzingis, obviously, you maybe want a little bit more as far as the rebounding department to get any rebounds. But again, that was in limited time, limited minutes. But as far as who I was really – I got three guys that I feel really, really good about after last night. Jalen Johnson, looking good, kind of picking up where he left off, had the 11 points, would look good from the field, hit a three. And then also Luke Kennard and Nikhil Alexander-Walker. The other two big acquisitions other than Kristaps Porzingis came off the bench, did exactly what you would want them to do. Nah, looking good, 13 points. Nah was actually very, very efficient in his time. I'll have the box score in here for a minute. And then Luke Kennard, just going to him real quick before I go back to Nah. He did exactly what we expect him to do all season long. He came in, hit a couple threes, and he was just hot from three-point line coming in. So kind of that automatic microwave, that automatic three-point burst off the bench that you want in a guy like Luke Kennard, and that's exactly what you brought him in for. So I felt good about pretty much everybody that I saw last night. And going back to Nikhil Alexander-Walker just real quick, because I felt really good about his stat line as well and just his efficiency in the time that he had. So in 11 minutes, Nikhil Alexander-Walker got 13 points, was 5 of 8 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, 3 assists as well, and just kind of that do-everything glue guy, 3 and D, hit some 3-point shots, can also get to work in the low post and do some other things as well, handle the ball a little bit. So, look, we all – no, Nikhil Alexander-Walker is one of the better 3-and-D players in the league right now, but he's also going to do some ball handling. We had Caleb on not too long ago. What was it, last week?
Yeah,
and
it was Friday.
Yeah, and he talked about how Nikhil Alexander-Walker is going to have some ball handling opportunities, and I feel comfortable with him in that role, and he can do some things. So he's not just a 3-and-D guy. He's a guy that can do a little bit more, create his own shot as well, too. So I felt really good about Jalen Johnson, Luke Kennard, and Nikhil Alexander-Walker. But everybody else, I think, looked pretty good, too.
I was going to say, I'm surprised you didn't bring up Dyson. I thought he looked good last night.
Dyson was solid,
six assists, yep. Couple steals. Obviously, that's what we've grown accustomed to. But the assist was nice, too, because you're right. There are some ball-handling opportunities out there for pieces of depth on the bench. Were you shocked, though, that Kristaps Porzingis started? Because I went back to the conversation we did have with Caleb last week. He was like, I'm not going to be shocked if KP comes off the bench and kind of establishes kind of the same role that our buddy did last year. And I was like, okay, well, he is in the starting five tonight. So that's interesting to kind of look at.
I'm not surprised. I won't be surprised either way whether he ends up starting or coming off the bench. And I say that because right now I think it's pretty clear with Quinn Snyder playing everybody. And part of it's because it's obviously a preseason game. You're not going to play, you know, your starters for a full length that you usually would during a regular season game. But it's also because I think he's experimenting still with the lineup. And so I think what you saw out of the starting five could very likely be the starting five for the entirety of the regular season. But I also think it could be experimental to just see how Kristaps Porzingis looks with the starters. So I do think the other four will most definitely be starters. And I think, you know, like we talked about, there could be a conversation of whether you want Kristaps to come off the bench and let Onyeka start or vice versa. So I wouldn't be surprised if Kristaps remained the starter to give them that extra size, maybe that extra shot blocking presence and bigger presence down low, because obviously he's got some inches on Onyeka Okongwu. But I wouldn't be surprised if Onyeka ends up getting the start anyway. I think we'll see some more experimental, like for next game, for Saturday, their next preseason game. I wouldn't be surprised if Onyeka gets the start and they see how that flows together. So I think it's a little bit of experimenting right now on Quinn Snyder's end.
How did you think Asa Newell performed last night? I popped on for a few minutes, and to me, he looked very composed. And for 19, 20-year-old kid, you know, from Atlanta, first time on the court playing, like, I just thought he did very, very well.
Yeah, I thought he was solid. Came in, even at the three, showed off the range a little bit, too, so that's good. Got a few rebounds, three rebounds. So I was fine with how he performed. Again, you know, just there were some obvious rookie first game things in there. But all in all, I think he was good. And I think there's obviously going to be some things that he has to sort out. And, you know, he's got to grow and adapt into the NBA. But as far as being NBA ready goes, I feel like he's fairly NBA ready and maybe a little bit more than we had first thought when he was first drafted by the Hawks.
Okay.
Love it.
Well, earlier today, I walked in on you two having a conversation about the Jags offense last night. And so what were the things you were seeing last night that you are hoping the Falcons will kind of implement?
Well, and I'm trying not to be too overreactionary, because we have grown accustomed to Liam Cohen being talked about amongst some of the brightest offensive minds in the NFL. I mean, you go all the way back to when he takes over the Tampa Bay OC job last year, and he took it over from Dave Canales, who had just gotten a head coaching job, and made that offense even better, which we didn't think was even possible. He made Bucky Irving a star. Obviously, Baker Mayfield's numbers last year were absolutely insane down in Tampa. So watching him operate with a now 4-1 Jacksonville squad has been interesting, to say the least. I love the way they implemented Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter started both ways in the game last night, which I thought was really cool to see. It's the first time in a long time you've had a player in the NFL do that. But at one point also, you're looking, and they were talking about it on the broadcast last night, that Patrick Mahomes might even be dizzy after the backfield action, that he was like, he spun left again, and then turned all the way around for another 360 and hands the ball off, you know, on a end around or something to that nature, you know. And Xavier Worthy was a big part of this game. I thought they really featured him. Did a nice job with Travis Kelce in a number of situations, Pacheco. Here's what I keep focusing on, and we kind of brought this topic up yesterday, so I've been kind of thinking through my head what I want the Falcons to focus on. I'm trying to narrow it down to one thing and not just say, well, I want more imagination. No, let's go a little bit further than that. Here's what I want to see. I want to see more fake handoffs. And I don't know what that has to result in, right? That could be the whole thing's tired of the play-action pass and things like that. I want to see more fake handoffs, though. I want to see a fake handoff to Algier that goes to Bijan. I want to see multiple people in the backfield. I want to see a fake end-around. I want to see the fake orbit motion handoffs. I want to see fake handoffs. I want to see the linebackers, the secondary, and everybody else involved in this defense having to guess whose hands the ball are in. It's not enough if we just go in the backfield with Michael Penix and say, oh, well, here's a play to the flat that came off of a fake zone read, and we just threw it in the flat to Kyle Pitts. That was nice. That was a nice wrinkle, but I want more of that. That's what we saw last week on the Kyle Pitts touchdown. We've seen some orbit motion stuff. We've seen whip motion, which is kind of a fake orbit and kind of goes back the same direction it came from. We've seen fake speed sweep action with Charlie Warner or Bijan Robinson. We've actually handed it off to Bijan before. I need more of that, though, man. There's so much more left on the bone when you look at some of the backfield action. And I think there's something to be said about us being a little bit overly simplistic offensively, because I think we do it so well, and I think that you can always go back to that. And as you move throughout the game, those guys' communication tends to come around, and it gets better and better and better and better, and hopefully in the fourth quarter it pays off. But I also think that it would be nice if everybody in the whole world was not zoned in on Charlie Warner and Bijan Robinson on every single play when you're lined up in pistol and Charlie Warner's going in motion. I just think there's so much more left to be kind of turned over there in terms of this Falcons offense. And I think that given enough time and given enough patience for Zach Robinson offensively, that's definitely something that he could probably take advantage of. And so that's one of the things that I'll be focused on throughout this coming week against Buffalo. And we're going to need it against Buffalo's defense, because obviously that's a good unit. Need to sustain drives, need to keep our offense on the field. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and we are going to dig into this a little bit deeper because we only had a couple minutes to talk about this, but what are you hoping the Falcons worked on offensively during the bye week? Because we are counting down to when Buffalo comes to town. We'll talk about that a little bit more. I know. We'll talk about that at 7 a.m. Coming up next, though, we got to get into this Auburn-Baylor game being moved to ATL for NIL benefits. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.